Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. You know that feeling when you have a million things swirling around in your head, but actually getting anything done feels like scaling Mount Everest? Yeah, me too. We're talking about procrastination today, the ultimate nemesis of productivity, especially for us brilliant but sometimes easily distracted folks with ADHD. But here's the good news. You can absolutely conquer this beast. And it all starts with a simple yet powerful tool, positive self-talk. Think of your inner voice as that annoying roommate who constantly throws shade or that critical news anchor judging every move. You need to replace those negativity vibes with a cheerleader, someone who lifts you up and says, "You got this." Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you turn procrastination from your frenemy into a distant memory. 1. Identify your triggers. Ever notice how certain tasks send you running for the nearest distraction like a magnet to metal? Figure out those specific triggers. Is it emails, complex projects, or even the dreaded to-do list? Once you know what sends you spiraling, you can start building strategies to tackle them head-on. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Listen up. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts like, "You'll never finish this," "It's too hard," or "What's the point?" It's time to call BS. Replace those thoughts with positive affirmations. "I can break this down into manageable steps. I'm capable and resourceful. Progress is better than perfection." 3. Focus on small wins. Instead of getting overwhelmed by the big picture, celebrate every little victory. Finished that email? Awesome. Organized your desk for 5 minutes? High five yourself. Those small wins build momentum and fuel your motivation to keep going. It's like training for a marathon. You don't run the whole thing at once. You start with small steps and gradually increase the distance. 4. Reward yourself. Let's be real. Procrastination often feels more appealing than actually getting things done because it promises instant gratification. So, to combat that, create your own reward system. Treat yourself after completing a task. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a short walk in nature, or 5 minutes scrolling through memes. 5. Practice self-compassion. Look, even the most organized and productive people experience procrastination sometimes. It's human, so be kind to yourself, forgive those slip-ups, and remember that you're doing your best. Every day is a fresh start, a chance to practice positive self-talk and build those healthy habits. Okay, picture this. You've got a big project looming, say, writing that report for work or cleaning out the garage, eek. You're feeling that familiar procrastination creep in, but instead of letting it win, you decide to use these tips. You identify your trigger, the sheer volume of information you need to process for the report, and remind yourself that you can break it down into smaller chunks. When negative thoughts like, "This is impossible," surface, you challenge them with positive affirmations. "I'm capable of handling this. I can focus one step at a time." You set a timer for 25 minutes to tackle a specific section of the report and reward yourself with a short break afterward. Maybe some stretching or a quick walk outside. Boom! You're making progress, feeling good about yourself, and crushing that procrastination monster before it even has a chance to get comfy in your brain. Remember, you have the power to rewrite your narrative. Embrace those positive self-talk tools, celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and be kind to yourself along the way. This isn't just about getting things done. It's about building confidence, resilience, and a mindset that supports your success. So, are you ready to ditch the procrastination blues and unlock your full potential? I know you are. Share your thoughts on this episode. What self-talk strategies have worked for you? What challenges are you facing when it comes to procrastination? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments section. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate the amazing world of ADHD. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.